understand about fate, which is a wishy-washy, nowhere concept of fate, isn't it? It's not really anything anywhere. A wishy. So fates generally, and especially fates that flopped. I've been a many a flop fate. When in my early days, again, if I'm fessing up here and saying the first phoning show I ever did, well, I didn't do it, but I was a guest on it, and nobody rang up. It was LBC in London, London Broadcasting, and they had this phone in, and we had to sit there, me and the host, and Phil, nothing. They had one call, somebody asking, they did, because you could see the phone lines rather sadly from where we sat, and you could see this one moment, and that's, it's called, braced myself, and apparently I saw someone through the glass answering it, and then afterwards, and I said, why didn't you put that one call through? And someone wanted the cinema starting times for a film tonight. Bang, nothing. Anyway, and the first fate I was ever asked to attend, and when you first achieve any degree of celebrity, people do write and say, look, we're holding you. And the first thing you do is say, yes, I would love to come, before you learn not to drain the bitter cup so. And I turned up at this place in Kent, and it was raining like it is in the south of England today. It was really raining. And when I got there, I got out of a car and I said, hello, Danny. Nobody had the slightest idea that I was due or, and what are you here for? And I had to say, I was asked to, lead the parade around. And it was a sports ground, you see. And all the stalls are all closing up or huddling. Nobody there. A few people milling around. It was right in the middle of a running track. Anyway, so they said, well, we've delayed the parade by around to see what the weather's like. I said, so what should I do? So just hang around. So I hung around. I felt humiliated with two friends as well. No one knows you. Sure, this is the right place. No one knows you, is there? No. Look, I've got this letter. Look, and it says, Mr. Baker was wondering to see whether you'd come to our fate. And nobody had ever heard of me. And so I'm standing. Anyway, so an hour on, it was still raining. I said, well, we're going to do the parade again. So it was belting down, and there was a running track and all these stalls in the middle. And I went out and I stood at the front with one of these people in a furry suit. And behind us was a 13-year-old girl's band all playing glockenspiels and a little brass band. And off we went around the running track. Ding, 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 ding. And I was at the front walking. And, of course, you start going around the running track. And after a while, you turn the bend, and you're on the far side of the running track, so far away from the stalls and anything connected with the... Ding, 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 ding. And people looking out their windows saying, what's going on? I don't know. And, ding, ding, ding. And I was at the head of this parade, and we limped in at the end. And then the rain coming down anyway. Ding, 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 ding. Nothing. We said, we went back indoors, and we sat by the fire and had a cup of tea. Anyway, so I went out around the stalls and said, oh, not a very good day for it, and they tried to sell me a cake and a raffle, nothing, real raining. What are you here for? How did you hear about it? Oh, I'm done. I'll do a television, and I'm... So I was there doing that. Anyway, it started to brighten up, and about three cars arrived, and they got us all together and said, some more people arrived. So off we went again. And I don't. So since then, never a fate again. But if you can match up with a couple of those fate stories, and I've never been on the far side of the track. And where are we?
A fate worse than that.
That's the heading for it.